Terry Swenson is a partner at West Branch Gallery in Stowe, and she joins us to talk about Southern Vermont painter Julia Jensen's oil paintings, now on display at West Branch, and about how she seeks to help the artist find the balance between having their work seen and having their work sell. Welcome, Terry.
Thank you.
First, for our listeners who haven't visited West Branch Gallery and Sculpture Park, can you give us kind of a layout of the land in the gallery?
We have four separate galleries inside this old tennis building, which allows us to offer more solo shows for our artists, which is what's happening now with Julia Jensen that we're very excited about. And also outside, we have Sculpture Park that abuts the west branch of the Little River. So I invite people to come during the summer. It's a lot easier to walk around in the summer than it is in the winter.
Let's talk more about artist Julia Jensen and her paintings.
Julia Jensen is a painter from Putney, Vermont, who loves to paint landscapes, mostly of southern Vermont and Cape Cod. She says her work is all about the relationship of the external and the internal. For example, one of her paintings of a sand dune with the sky above it and the sea in the distance, and the lines are kind of blurred as if there's as if you can feel the heat. So the internal response to that, emotive response or spiritual response, might be of a reminiscent memory of that place, or of a yearning to experience that place in your future. So to her, that's what she wants the viewer to feel, and that's also what motivates her in the beginning. One of Julia's paintings, if we go back, over the years she's painted in oil, but now she's moved into encaustic. Encaustic is beeswax and damar resin, and it allows the painter to blur the lines even further, create layers, add dimension, and so the artist can go back in, create lines, really thin lines, add maybe pieces of music scores, something that you're not sure you're seeing at first, and you get up close and then you identify it. So one of her paintings now is becoming, she's abstracting a little bit more with this encaustic medium. And so we have these beautiful paintings of hers that are small, like 8 by 8 inches, and yet they're vignettes of what you think is landscape from a distance. Get close and you realize it's a total abstraction. The light gray of the distant horizon, and yet there's this vibrant green that comes out as if it's the grass in the foreground, but you only really get that from a distance. So there's a number of those. Some are wintry scenes, some are sky-oriented, some are horizon-oriented, but they're really wonderful to see in a group.
Who do you think would enjoy seeing these paintings?
When we started at West Branch, our love was abstract painting, and we really went far in that direction until we realized that people were walking in and looking like deer in a headlight, and they would look at these abstracts, these huge abstract paintings, and walk right out. And so we thought, we're not really reaching our clientele. I mean, we did not go into this as gallerists. We went into it as artists, so we showed what we loved. The pendulum swung in the other direction, and we had more representational work. And yes, it's true that people came in and they stayed longer and they enjoyed the work. But we did notice that they did eventually mosey over to the abstract pieces. And that allowed us a chance to talk to them about the abstraction. And then they really got into it. So that was a fun process to see. I have a keen eye towards abstraction. I still love it. And artists like Julia, I think, are a great mix in between representational and abstraction. So I can, with full confidence, introduce her work to new viewers coming into West Branch. I think they, so far, are loving it, loving the experience. They're also very accessible. I think sometimes if you go into a gallery and you see big walls and big paintings, big abstract paintings, you often feel like, I don't belong here. I can't afford these things. It's not always true. You can be very, very surprised to walk up and look at the price tag and it's not as much as you thought. With Julia's, they're very small. So in the very, very beginning, you don't have that feeling as a viewer that you're in the presence of something that you shouldn't be looking at or you can't afford or any of that. It's very friendly. Her work invites you in And once you're there, you linger. And for Julia, it's all about her work being seen. All artists want their work to be seen more than anything else. And the artists who go into making art in order to become wealthy, their art is probably not all that great, you know? Their marketing skills are fantastic.
It seems like that's sort of the thing that doesn't get talked about a lot. That, yes, of course, artists want their works displayed beautifully in a gallery. They want people to come and see them. But if they are working artists, what's that balance between I want my work to be seen and appreciated and I want my work to sell?
The real simple answer is to find the right venue to show your work. That's the simplest answer. The more sincere answer is all artists start with an emotional need. They have this drive, this creative sense of being that when they see something, they have to paint it and they have to put their spin on it. The life of a painting is if you see it as a 360-degree circle, it starts with this emotional integrity of the artist. That's why at West Branch, we know that our most important relationship is with the artist. And if we nurture that well, then we will also enjoy the clients who come in and respond to that integrity and that emotional experience that they have looking at the art. It starts with the artist and this need to create their version of what they're seeing. And then if you take that further and imagine the artist in their studio, there's an intense dialogue with the artist and the canvas and the paint and the brushes and the failures and the rejoicing of this particular stroke that was the coup de grace on the painting. And there's joy and there's heartbreak and there's a lot of emotion in that painting that nobody gets to see. And then the artist puts it on the gallery wall. And then that continues because the viewer who comes in and sees it also has some emotional response if they are relating to that painting. And so there's give and take between the viewer and the painting. And this is all this joyous kind of emotive experience. And then when you get down to 358 degrees, there's that tiny little piece that is where the money exchanges. And that's the only thing that isn't all that emotional, except, you know, sometimes it is. But that's the part that the artist is really not necessarily a part of. And that's where the commercial gallery comes in. And we try to support the artist in that way.
Terry, thank you so much for coming in and telling us more about Julia Jensen's paintings and about West Branch Gallery.
Thank you, Mary, for this opportunity. I really hope people will come and see Julia's show.
That's Terry Swenson from West Branch Gallery in Stowe. You can see Julia Jensen's oil paintings now through August 11th. Find out more at vpr.net.